This is Akashvani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reviewed the security situation with the Army commanders at the western borders following ceasefire and airspace violations last night. Indian Army said the Army Chief has granted full authority to the Army commander for counteraction in the kinetic domain to any violation of the understanding reached after the DGMO talks yesterday. Earlier today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present. The meeting was held in the wake of the ceasefire arrived at between the two countries yesterday after the Directors General of Military Operations DGMOs of the two countries spoke to each other. The DGMOs of the two countries are scheduled to talk again tomorrow. For more update, let's go over to our correspondent Suparna Saikia. Suparna, tell us more about the current situation.
Yes, Nishit. In a short while from now, a media briefing is being held in Delhi on Operation Sindoor by DGMO and officers of Navy and Air Force. As you know, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has reviewed the security situation with the Army commanders of the western borders. Yesterday, Pakistan DGMO called his Indian counterpart. It was agreed that both sides would stop all firing and military action. Instructions were given on both sides to give effect to the understanding. However, in a late-night briefing, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said there have been repeated violations of the understanding by Pakistan. India took very serious note of these violations, and the armed forces gave adequate response to these violations. India called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. The armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. Back to you, Nishit.
Thanks, Suparna, for the update. The Indian Air Force, IAF, has said it has successfully executed its assigned tasks with precision and professionalism in Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the IAF said operations were conducted in a deliberate and discreet manner aligned with the national objectives. It said since the operations are still ongoing, a detailed briefing will be conducted in due course. It urged all to refrain from speculation and dissemination of unverified information. The world leaders have welcomed the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has described the ceasefire as hugely welcomed and called on both countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaja Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Ministry in a statement expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. A total of 97 flights were cancelled at Delhi Airport today. This includes one international departure, 44 domestic arrivals and 52 domestic departures. Passengers have been advised to check with their airlines for updated flight information and alternative travel arrangements. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said Operation Sindoor is not just a military action but a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. The Defence Minister said this after virtually inaugurating the BrahMos Aerospace Integration and Testing Facility in Lucknow today. The Defence Minister said the operation has shown that whenever India takes any action against terrorism, even the land across the border will not be safe for the terrorists and their masters. Talking about BrahMos, Defence Minister said BrahMos is a confluence of the highest defence technology of India and Russia. He said in the coming times it will create direct or indirect employment opportunities and this region will emerge as a growth centre. He said that self-reliance in the defence sector has a very broad meaning. India is moving ahead with the idea that India has to make arms and equipment for ourselves and at the same time export them to the entire world.
मेक इन इंडिया मेक फॉर वर्ल्ड हमारे लिए रक्षा क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भरता का अर्थ बहुत व्यापक है हम इस विचार के साथ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं कि हमें खुद के लिए आर्म्स एंड इक्विपमेंट बनाना ही है साथ ही साथ हमें पूरी दुनिया को एक्सपोर्ट भी करना है दुनिया की मिलिट्री मार्केट में अपार संभावनाएं हैं हाल ही में मैं स्टॉकहोम इंटरनेशनल पीस रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट की एक रिपोर्ट पढ़ रहा था उसमें उन्होंने यह बताया है कि वर्ल्ड मिलिट्री एक्सपेंडिचर 2024 में बढ़कर 1,718 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है। आप सोचिए, आर्म्स एंड इक्विपमेंट का इतना बड़ा मार्केट हमारी राह देख रहा है, इसलिए हमें बेहद मजबूती से भारत को दुनिया के लिए एक अट्रैक्टिव डिफेंस प्रोडक्ट हब के रूप में विकसित करने की ओर आगे बढ़ना ही होगा। आज का दिन उस विचार की तरफ बढ़ाया गया हमारा एक और ठोस कदम है।
National Technology Day is being celebrated today. The day commemorates India's successful testing of nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan on this day in 1998. The day also honors the contributions of scientists, engineers and innovators to country's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his wishes on the National Technology Day. In a social media post, he said this is a day to express pride and gratitude to the country's scientists and remember the Pokhran tests. He added that they were a landmark event in India's growth trajectory, especially in the country's quest towards self-reliance. Mr. Modi mentioned that powered by its people, India is emerging as a global leader in different aspects of technology, be it space, AI, digital innovation, green technology and more. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said, India salutes the scientists, engineers and technicians who contribute by developing new technologies for bringing positive change in the lives of the countrymen. Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, attended a function organized by the Department of Science and Technology in New Delhi today. He also inaugurated a blood camp at Ambedkar International Center in the national capital. ISRO chairman Dr. V. Narayanan today said that NASA ISRO Synthetic Approach Radar satellite is likely to be launched next month. Talking to Akashvani Agartala, Mr. Narayanan said the radar satellite has got two major payloads and has microwave remote sensing satellite. He said one payload has been made by the US and another by India. Further, he said during India's G20 presidency, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced that India will build a G20 satellite. The satellite's function will be to study climate-related activities. The ISRO chief said 50% payload of the G20 satellite will be from India and remaining payload will come from other countries. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted searches at 42 locations in 8 states under the ongoing Operation Chakra 5 against digital arrest. The searches were conducted in the states Assam, West Bengal, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Telangana, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. Under the action, the agency arrested 5 persons. The CBI said in a statement that under the operation, searches were carried out at the premises of various points of sale agents of telecom operators allegedly acting in connivance with cybercrime criminals, an unknown executive of telecom service providers in issuing SIM cards. These SIM cards are subsequently used in illegal activities involving digital arrest, impersonation, fraudulent advertisement, investment fraud, and UPI frauds. Researchers led to seizure of incriminating documents and articles such as mobile phones, electronic devices, copies of KYC documents, and identification of individuals, including middlemen, involved in distribution of unauthorized SIM cards and seizure of movable property acquired from crime proceeds. Foreign investors pumped in over 14,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market in May so far. The investments are largely driven by favorable global cues. According to the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs made an investment of 14,167 crore rupees in equities till the 9th of this month. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 97 runs to clinch the Tri-Nation ODI series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. Chasing the target of 343 runs, host Sri Lanka were all out at 245 in only 48.2 overs, despite important contributions by captain Shamari Athapattu of 51 runs, Neelakshi De Silva's 48 and Vishmi Gunaratne's 36. For India, Sneha Rana scalped 4 wickets while Amanjot Kaur struck thrice. Earlier opting to bat first, India posted 342 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. For India, Smriti Mandhana smashed a magnificent century, making 116 runs off 101 balls, followed by Harleen Deol with 47 runs and Jemima Rodrigues with 44 runs. Season archer Deepika Kumari and Parth Salunkhe bagged bronze medals as India finished their campaign with 7 medals at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 today in Shanghai, China. In Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra continues to hold top position in medals tally with a haul of 74 medals, including 27 gold and 22 silver. Karnataka is the second position and Rajasthan at the third position. And with that, we end this news bulletin.